Father's Day Ad, Let's Resurrect the Two-Parent Black Family. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 20, 2021. A Black-led, Minnesota-based family, faith, and free enterprise movement has taken out an ad on Father's Day to recruit a few good men to help ignite a resurrection of the two-parent black family. "We hope you're having a happy Father's Day," reads the ad that pictures Take Charge Board President Kendall Qualls and members of the organization who regularly advocate for quality education, rejecting the current woke culture, including critical race theory. "In our lifetime, the black family has declined from approximately 80% two-parent to 80% fatherless homes without one national initiative to reverse the trend, until now," the ad continues. Take Charge explains how government intervention, under the guise of progressivism and social justice, has made its mark on the black family. "The black community endured decades of discrimination and maltreatment. However, the family unit remained intact during the worst of times. Not wealthy in tangible assets, the black community was rich in culture and in faith, before government programs and perverse incentives drove a wedge into the black family. Fathers were peeled away, and the community has never recovered. The passing of time has made the consequences of government intervention clear. And now men of courage and character are stepping up to begin the restoration process, starting in the Twin Cities and spreading across the country. The organization is looking to expand beyond the Twin Cities in a campaign to return the black community to its cultural roots of faith, family, and education." Qualls, a former U.S. Army officer and high-ranking executive of Fortune 100 healthcare companies, told Breitbart News in early June his message that America, and the idea of America, works as central to the efforts of Take Charge. "If it can work for a guy like me, who started his life in Harlem, New York, as a kid, then later lived in a trailer park in Oklahoma," he said. "And I tell people, look, I've been called trailer trash, ghetto kid, and a lot worse. But, in this country, where you start in life is not where you have to stay in life." And that message resonates with people, Qualls said. Qualls founded Take Charge in Minnesota on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, after losing a congressional bid in November in his home district. He set about forming the initiative with the goal of building a coalition of supporters in communities and in academic and business sectors to ignite a transformation within the black community of the Twin Cities by embracing the core principles of America, not rejecting them. He identified three fundamental points his new movement would embrace in an op-ed in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. "Martin Luther King would be rolling in his grave if he saw the number of fatherless homes," Qualls explained his first point. "Literally at the time of his death, blacks were nearly 80% two-parent families. And we've gone from 80% two-parent families to 80% fatherless homes, without one national initiative to reverse it, until now. We're going to do it starting in Minneapolis, and we're going to spread it across the country." He vowed of his goal to make the nuclear family the norm again in the black community. Second, Qualls noted Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights movement was focused on equality. "All he wanted was to give us equal status as citizens, nothing more, nothing less," he emphasized. Take Charge states on its website, "America's core principles are embedded in the belief of hard work, education, faith, family, and free enterprise in the personal pursuit of dreams that can be realized by anyone regardless of race or social standing." The third fundamental point Qualls made is this whole idea of content of character over color of skin. "You know, that was part of his I Have a Dream speech. The left has basically thrown that out the window," he asserted. "And it's wrong. So, I tell you, my personal life is a testament. I have a personal stake in this. You know how I started in life." Qualls already spends a fair amount of time assisting parents in their battle against critical race theory in their school districts. Now, with Take Charge's Father's Day ad, he says it is time for the black community to get our culture back.